uncollected. What becomes of the facts I learn and can't apply? Liming is spreading a paste on branches to capture birds. Of words about to be said before the bus starts or light turns to red, flashing caution across the night. Of the floral perfume confined in the buds of spring after a late frost's heavy covering. Of the wishes the married woman will now never say. Of the feeling she possessed some small beauty, gone with the inch of hair, cut far too sensibly. And the line cut for the sake of the larger poem. But what if she'd spent the hours caring for hair, first impressions yet to be made, or telling her stories over to a new person again, drinking awkward drinks, then recovering? If either of the two who make a house's singular scent took his old books or her cooking elsewhere. If the road hadn't been abandoned before it reached the building site to be grown over, returned to forest, as it should stay. Don't I want hummingbirds to have flown safely away from nooses of silk string collectors once hung from the necks of lilies? Best that some things are left in disuse, lustrously dangling.